Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. And of course, every single week, we appreciate all of you who come to this space to learn, to grow, to be who we know God has called you to be. We are so appreciative and thankful for this opportunity to pour into you as a next level leader. And make no mistake about it, we do not take this for granted. I'm so thankful for you. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate you and just being a part. This is huge. And I'm just grateful for an opportunity to help leaders evolve, to be who they are called to be. So many people walk up to me, see me around the world, literally, and say, you know, those nuggets you drop, they really get me through the week. They get me going. And that's my motivation. This is my seed into the earth. And I'm grateful to inspire leaders and to help you become who God has called you to be. So I want to thank you in advance for that. And I want to appreciate you so much. If you're listening for the first time, thank you for being a part of this great community. We have a mantra that iron sharpens iron. So leaders put themselves in rooms like this, spaces where they can learn and grow. I want to help you today understand how to connect with me. And if you connect, I would love to make certain that we constantly give you content and let you know where we're going to be moving about and et cetera. Follow me on Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. I would hope that you would do that. Know that I appreciate you so much in advance for doing that. Also, if you like our books, our content, maybe us coming to a conference for you, or perhaps knowing when we'll be in your city, go to josephwalker3.org for more information about that. Truly appreciate you for doing that. Also, just want to be very thankful for so many of you who have been so very kind in supporting my wife and I's YouTube channel. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We put content out every week. We hope you'll go there and support that. Follow us there, subscribe, all those great things, share, comment. We talk about leadership. We talk about marriage. We talk about parenting. We talk about a host of things. And so go to the channel, check it out, and let us know what you think. Truly appreciate you. Hope you'll do that. And know that we are just so grateful and thankful to have you connected on today. We don't take it for granted. Today, I want to also invite you to be a part of the greatest book club on the planet. It's called Next Level Leaders Book Club. All you got to do is text the word book club to 78228 to join. We want you to get there and join with us. Man, this community is growing. And we're trying to really build this community to at least 300 readers that can be a part of this great space. And we got a lot of cool things we're planning next year. So stay tuned on that. Want you to be a part of it. So text book club to 78228. Our authors come on from time to time. We've had Oprah Winfrey, we've had PJ Morton, we've had Ricky Smiley and others. And Tyler Perry may be coming on soon. Who knows? We'll see. But I want you to be a part. So make certain that you are connected. And today I want to talk about how to avoid getting in over your head. What a big topic, right? And I want to just begin by saying that getting in over your head doesn't mean that you are not worthy or able. It's not about that. It's about understanding, what your limitations are and the realistic, limitations you have. You can be, optimistic, but you have to be realistic about your current state of affairs. And so I want to talk about that today, and I want to lay out some very practical strategies that could help you, help us all really understand how to avoid this getting in over our head in spaces sometime. Here's the first thing is assessing your capacity. And I start there because I do a lot about capacity, right? In my book, I write about capacity, No Opportunity Wasted. I talk about people that have character, people that are competent, people that have the cadence you need, but people that have capacity. Capacity is to regularly evaluate your limits and prioritize tasks that align with your core strengths. Capacity doesn't always mean cognitive capacity. Sometimes it can mean logistical capacity. There are things, for example, that I'm asked to do. And they may be good things. Hear me well. I mean, they could be amazing projects or amazing boards to serve on or amazing things. And I have to think about what my current situation looks like. As a pastor, I have obligations. As a presiding bishop, I have obligations. But then I have obligations regarding my family. I take my kids to school. I go take my son to basketball practice. I do all those things. I have a lot of family obligations. So I have to be mindful that if I sign up for something, do I have the logistical capacity to do that? And you've heard me, you know, it's important, right? That you really have to look at your own situation. Everybody's situation is different. And you keep adding things onto your schedule and you keep on stretching your capacity. And then you keep blaming everything else about being tired. And you're tired, overwhelmed because you are taking on stuff that's not necessarily aligned with your capacity. So you have to regularly evaluate that. And for me, it's just about, okay, what can I take on? What can I not? Set those boundaries, be very honest about that and be okay with that. Assessing your capacity matters and align those things with your core strength. If something aligns with something that I'm already doing, I'm already in the flow of that. Yes, it works. It's easy. It's no heavy lifting, but it involves a whole new ideation of something, taking on something new, taking on a new challenge. Man, because I'm in this mindset that I want a new challenge, I get bored quick. I have to always guard against taking on stuff just to take it on. Because I'm like a goat. I mean, the goat in the sense of when I see a mountain, I want to climb it. I have to guard against that tendency so that I don't keep pushing myself beyond my core strength. That makes sense? Because I'm not a fun person, nor am I a fun person to be around when I do that. So make certain you assess your capacity. Everybody's capacity is different. Look at what your day looks like. Look at your own personal responsibility, things that give you joy with your family, with your workout schedule, with what you do every single day, and ask yourself, does this thing that they're asking me to do, if it occupies this space, what does it take away from me, right? Number two is to plan strategically. Getting over your head sometimes is because we don't plan. We don't create actionable steps with achievable milestones, right? And so what I'm always doing is I'm always planning. Like, can I truly, truly set out these achievable milestones so that I'm not pushing myself above something that I'm unable to accomplish. And so I want to be very honest, like, can I achieve this in this amount of time? For example, if I'm doing a book and the publisher's like, we need the book, you know, by this date, can you deliver? I have to be honest, though I may want to write the book, maybe it's something I've really desired. I look at my life, assess my capacity, then I plan this out and say, not sure if I can deliver on that milestone. I can only deliver on this milestone. And so then you start planning strategically. And then it may mean you have to redact some things. You may have to move some things around to accomplish that. And if that's what I'm going to lock in on for the next 6 months, I'm going to lock in on that. But I can't just randomly do stuff. What gets us over our head is that we just take on stuff without strategy, without thinking through it. We just randomly go and go and go. You have to take your time and plan. Got it? Does that make sense? You have to take your time and do it that way. That's so important. Here's the next thing, and I want you to hear it. It's about setting boundaries. Clear, defined boundaries are important. I talk about this all the time. I've done episodes on boundary setting. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Clearly define what you're willing and not willing to take on to protect your energy and your focus. Having those boundaries is so key in life. Setting those boundaries, clearly defining, like, this is what I'm able to do and what I'm not able to do. And how do I insulate myself from the expectations of other people? Let me say that for the people in the back. Insulate yourself from the expectations of other people, but make certain that you clearly define these boundaries and say, hey, you know, I'm only able to do this or that or this or that. I'm not going to allow people to encroach upon this time. People will hijack your schedule. They will hijack your time. They will do it. I've seen people on vacation. I've seen it, man, sitting in Hawaii on the beach with a laptop on a Zoom. I'm like, man, this is crazy. No, indeed. At some point, you got to just disconnect. You got to say, look, I got to set some boundaries here. things are going to happen. And if you're in the hospital on, you know, and you're in ICU, you won't be on a Zoom call. So you got to set boundaries. And I think setting boundaries are so key for leaders because it really sets a kind of a way in which people engage you. I talk about this in my book, Leadership and Loneliness, right? That you have to kind of reset how people engage you. You have to reimagine. People have to reimagine your leadership, the ways in which they've had access to you and been able to just, you know, pull on you. Now you have to reset that. And so it's setting boundaries so people can then reset their expectations regarding your role in their life. That's a huge thing. Here's number four. And every leader understands how to delegate, I hope, because you have to learn this. Trusting others with responsibilities and empower your team, it lightens your load. Delegation is something that I learned many years ago. People ask, how do I handle all the things that I do between international reformation, between a mega church, between family and all the things that we're doing? Delegation. I truly pass it on and trust that the people who have it have my spirit, have the knowledge to do it in alignment with the vision that I've set forward. You've got to trust that. You can't just keep doing things, holding on to things yourself because you're going to get in over your head, man. I'm telling you, I've learned the power of delegation. Jesus teaches us this wonderful lesson. He tells disciples, go to a village, you'll find a coat tied and go and bring it to me. And if anybody asks you, tell them the master has need of it. And it's powerful because he delegates authority. He tells them to go do it. He doesn't do it. You go do it. It's a delegation. And when you delegate, it takes things off of your plate. And there are people who are around you, I am certain, who would want more responsibility. It empowers them and gives them a sense of purpose that they are tied to the organization. They matter. Their creativity matters. And so if you don't trust the people that you have around you, get some people you do trust. At the end of the day, delegation matters. And that's something that I'm very high on. I encourage leaders to do it. And I just want to tell you, as a next level leader, you've got to trust others with the responsibilities, right? Here's number five. Practice saying no. Now, y'all know I've been saying this almost every episode. But you have to avoid committing overload and learn how to graciously decline opportunities that don't align with your vision. I know sometimes when you're aspirational and the opportunity comes, you're like, oh, yes, I can do that. Oh, yes, I can go there. Oh, my God, it's a trip of a lifetime. Oh, yeah. But you're not factoring in the things I just taught you about. Your capacity, planning strategically, the boundary stuff. What if you delegate it? See, you're adding stuff to your plate because it seems sexy. It seems popular. It seems like something you want to do. But the fact is, listen to me. I'm going to break this down to where a child can understand it. When you say yes to one thing, you are simultaneously saying no to something else. That means for me, I think about it all the time. Somebody says, hey, can you come? This thing is going to happen. It's a great mixer. We want you there Thursday at 5 o'clock. And I'm thinking, man, that's my son's basketball practice. And he looks forward to me taking him to basketball practice. So I look at my travel schedule. I look at sometimes I'm out of town. He understands that. But when daddy's in town, there's an expectation my son has that I'm going to take him to basketball practice. He's going to shoot those shots and look over at me and say, daddy, did I do good? I'm going to say, yes, son. But if I'm in town and I say yes to that mixer at 5 o'clock, I've said no to my son. And I've placed a value on what's important in my life. I have learned that no is an answer. And you have to avoid overcommitting. You have to avoid that because you have to get the temperature of your home. Look at what's on your spouse's face, what's on your children's face. Make sure that your yeses are intentional and your noes are intentional, right? And that's important. So I guess that comes, you know, as a leader, you grow and you evolve to that place. I know you're trying to build, you want to create exposure, you need revenue, but you have to be clear that you know how to avoid overcommitting. I just can't do it. And you can do it graciously. It's something I'm honored to be considered. I'm so grateful that you thought enough of me, but right through here, I just cannot commit to it because I'd be over my head. See how that works? Here is number six. Monitor your emotional and mental health. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pay attention to the stress indicators and take proactive measures to maintain balance. Pay attention to yourself, man. Pay attention to what's happening with your body, your mind. Pay attention to that stuff. It's so important. Mental health is so important that you don't get in over your head. Sometimes we're taking on stuff, and then we find ourselves getting low-key depressed because we feel exhausted. We feel we don't have time for ourselves because we allowed everything else to come in and overshadow our own lives to where our lives are no longer our own, but we are slaves to other people's agendas. Wow. Don't be a slave to other people's agendas because that will bring a level of, you know, emotional distress into your life. I want you to really pay attention to that. Get a therapist. Help somebody walk you through this. Why am I needed like this? Why do I have the need to be needed and taking on stuff that's causing my life to crash, causing my relationships to be strained? Pay attention to your headspace. Pay attention to your headspace, right? So we're talking about how to avoid getting in over your head. And as we always do, we review our 6 principles before I get to number 7. And I want to review number 1, we talked about assessing your capacity. That means not so much your cognitive capacity. I know you're brilliant, but it's assessing your obligations and things that you're already doing and asking yourself, do these things fit in to what I'm already doing? Do they align? And that's why I want to plan strategically. I want to create actionable steps with achievable milestones. I want to make sure that whatever I'm doing, I know I'm not in over my head because I know I've only taken on this much and I can accomplish that by this time. That's so important. And the big one, of course, is setting boundaries, really creating a culture and climate around yourself where people do not encroach upon your time, but they value it. They respect the boundary. It's clearly defined what I'm willing to do and not willing to do. And I'm protecting my energy, right? And my focus. I'm not going to be pulled into something that I don't have the energy to do. That's about boundary problems. That's boundary. And so when you think about this, a lot of people have boundary problems, as I said, but you got to make certain you establish the right boundaries in your life. Here is number 4, delegate. Learn to delegate, man. Let some of this stuff go. In the words of Prophetess Elsa, let it go. You got to get to a point where you trust others to facilitate the vision, to move it forward. You can't do everything, y'all. Delegate some of this stuff. But then number 5, we talked about practicing saying no. Man, when I say yes to one thing, I'm saying no to something else. If I say no to something else, I'm saying yes to something else. So it's important that I truly understand no is an answer. Say this with me. No is a answer. It's an answer. So I want you to be clear about that, right? And at the same time, monitor your emotional and mental health. Pay attention to the indicators that are in your mind and take those proactive steps to help you maintain that balance. And leadership is tough stuff, man. The things you're being pulled into and called to and the challenges and attacks you're experiencing, it can mess with your mind. You have to make sure you're praying constantly and talking to somebody in therapy and covering this mind of yours so that you can truly be the leader that you're on the planet to be. Number 7, and we talked about this a little bit last week, cultivating adaptability, being flexible. I keep saying it over and over again, like a broken record, being flexible with circumstances. Why is that important? So you can respond efficiently and effectively without being overwhelmed. Man, being adaptable, being flexible, being a leader that says, all right, I can pivot here. I can make a move here. I don't have to be so locked in and rigid around one particular way of doing a thing. That's how you know you are a next level leader, man. So you cultivate adaptability. And with your team, your team is flexible. They say, okay, let's pick up. Let's move forward in this new way. Let's go try it this way and make it happen. That's how next level leaders do. All right. So I hope this has blessed you. I hope these 7 principles have spoken into your life. What do you do when you're overwhelmed? What do you do, man, when you're in over your head? How do you avoid it? Well, I hope I've given you some strategies so you'll never get over your head again. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3. I'd love to connect with you. Let me know how this episode has blessed your life. I would love to hear from you. Of course, also make certain that you go over to our YouTube channel, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, and sign up for the book club, Bishop's Book Club. We got some great reads in 2025. Just text the word book club to 78228. We'll follow up with you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for being a next level leader. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you for tuning in. And until next time, peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker.